This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver suburb of Greenwood Village drew protests last night after its city council voted to defy a statewide police accountability law. The city voted earlier this month to defend and protect police officers in civil wrongdoing cases, even though the new state law specifically prohibits localities from doing so. More than 200 people gathered at City Hall Monday night for music and marching. Laria Edwards is part of a black singing group called Spirit of Grace that performed Monday. She says she's glad people were calling on the city council to rescind its decision.
I don't quite understand what would make somebody say, no, they should be allowed to be racist. They should allow to be held unaccountable.
Alex Zarnico says she's not happy about the city's measure, but that she is glad that the state has taken action toward police accountability.
They're already making changes in the law, and I'm just hoping that that continues. And obviously the ideal here is equality.
The protest group completed their march shortly before 10 o'clock last night. Aurora will begin an independent investigation into the death of Elijah McClain in police custody last year. The city council voted yesterday to go ahead with that investigation. Denver has a new sheriff. Elias Diggins has been with the department since 1994. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock announced his appointment as sheriff Monday. Denver's previous sheriff resigned last year after a series of controversies. Diggins himself was among those named in a lawsuit in 2017, alleging misconduct. Denver has highs today in the 80s and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News.